You might ask him, well, why haven't you taken the medicine?
Why hadn't you taken the medicine?
Okay. And in fact, the patient might answer, well, I some yesterday.
Says she's taking some yesterday. And she's supposed to take it every day.
Okay.
That's the reason they don't leave it there, but you'll say you'll take it after a while. But the nurse don't, they said they can't leave it.
And if she did it yesterday, she said she did what
it was. She'd, if she leave the medicine there, she'd take it later. But she doesn't take it. The nurse doesn't leave it because they're not supposed to.
Okay. And now if somebody can't hear well, they say they're getting a little what?
Deaf.
Okay. And if it can, now if you've been working hard and you take your shirt off and it's all wet, just say, look how I what?
Look how I sweated.
Okay. And now, if a lump on your arm has a big core in it, you know, say it's a what? What do you call that? If you get a lump on your arm, it has a core in it, say, I've got a what?
Got a knot on your arm, be a sort of a kernel.
Sort of what? I'm sorry.
A kernel.
Uh-huh.
Need lancing. Different things for that.
What are some different things that might come up on your arm?
Well, you could maybe knock it and it'll be maybe you'll eat it. Then there'd rise a knot up there.
Well, if this is something that had some stuff inside it that makes it puff up.
Pulls. Maybe he hid it somewhere and didn't remember hitting it, and then it rose up.
What do you call one of those places?
What?
The place where, well, this is something that has sort of a core in it. And sometimes, lots of times it comes on the back of the neck or somewhere like that. You have to open them up.
If you open them up and that lets the pulse out.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call one of those places on the back of the neck?
Oh no. I know what you're talking about. A crook in your neck.
No. Well, this is something, you don't open up a crook in your neck, do you?
No. You rub that down.
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing.
Okay. Now if a you might say a bee stung.
Rising.
A rising, okay.
All right. Yeah, rising. They come with little hard lump till they come up to a head, and then you pick them in the purse sometimes.
Okay. And now if a bee stung me, I might say my hand did what?
And then been stung by a bee.
And so what would happen to my hand? What might it do?
It poisoned it if it didn't get the sting out of it.
So what would your hand do though?
Go to swelling up.
Okay.
And what they used to do on one of them is have tobacco juice put on top of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you might say, well, a little while later you'd say, well, it's still pretty badly what?
Badly. Bruised and burned.
I'm talking about, you said it might be swelling up. So you say that my hand did what?
It's swollen up.
Okay. And,
but first, I'd go to a doctor.
Okay.
Of course, that's a saying, is put tobacco juice